Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You have tuned in to Radiance by Design. And you know what? Tuned in to is a great phrase to use because Radiance by Design is about tuning up our radiance and tuning on your www.bbsradio. So we can all tune up our radiance together. You and I, my name is Veronica Entwistle, are a part of the Radiance by Design community. And it's a community of raising our field and frequency and creating our own collective, which in turn injects itself into the grander collective, raising bit by bit or maybe lump by lump or maybe huge strata by huge strata the frequency of the entire global collective. And I think we all need to do that, the whole mass consciousness. We all work on that. Jackie and Salvitti and her team work on that. I shouldn't say work on it. We play on it because when you take yourself lightly and we release past issues, when we step out of the tyranny of karma or subconscious stuff and so on, we automatically are picking up fields and picking up frequencies that is moving to a higher level and a higher frequency. And it's so often this is the case that when people are unwell, if they can move their energy and raise their energy to a higher field and frequency, guess what? Change the energy, change the reality. The reality that they exist in doesn't actually support whatever the virus or the bacterial situation was. And sometimes I know it's really hard. I know that from my own experience, it's hard for us to take charge of the stuff that's so itsy-bitsy tiny that we can barely imagine taking charge of it and really changing ourselves, our health, and our well-being. This is going to be a call-in show. I love it when you call in. We're going to talk about your life, not behind your back, right to your face. We're going to talk about what it is you're dealing with and how to change the frequency in your world so that you can pole vault beyond a certain kind of pothole in which you find yourself, a certain kind of reality. If you can say, look around at your reality and see what all the reflections are back at you from your reality, you look at it and you feel it and see it and so on. Well, you can change something in yourself, in your perceptions, you know, the value of the observer and so on, the number of projections you're putting out, what are they, move them back. And you do that and suddenly your reality is very different. It's magic. But the thing that you and I both know, all of us know, is that to change it like that is really a constant, steady monitoring of your thoughts and of your feelings, of being absolutely, and it was Dwal Kool that said recently, it doesn't help to be in denial. Everything's fine, in the meanwhile your subconscious is aching and clawing at your intestinal tract and so on. That doesn't work. What you want to do is bring up deep feelings that are hidden in there and release them and then create and visualize a higher level. And we can do a lot of it by moving energy subtly, by moving it with our mind, with our intentions, with our visualizations, with our humor, with the nature of the people that you hang with. If you're hanging with a lot of very sick or people who just tend to be droopy or tired or whatever, you have to work a lot harder and a lot more consciously, but you can still move the fields and frequency wherever you are. Change your energy, change your reality. I remember years and years ago when I was still really new at this particular path, I would go out, I had gone through a tremendous smashing up of my reality, a lot of iconoclasm, and enough to really smash up everything I was attached to, so that I would have to create from a deeper place. I would have to create the life I needed to live, wanted to live, that was true to my soul's journey. Seriously, sometimes spirit or creator spirit or whatever you want to call it brings the karma up full force in your face. Pluto, I think it was my Pluto line, and it was time for it to be activated. It brings all your life up for a pure examination, and anywhere you're hanging on to something that is not in accord with your particular soul's journey, it will be, as Aravinda says, pulled away, ripped away, smashed up. So I remember floating around in the middle of the wreckage. I think it's Katie Lang who sings the song about angels and says, as I pulled from the wreckage of my dying reveries or something like that. But, you know, you have these dreams and you think you're living the perfect life, but it's in discord with the truth of who you are. And that's where your manifestations that are in your favor actually look disastrous. Everything comes apart, and then you have to design. And when I started that long preamble, what I was going to say is I was practicing trying to be positive. It was 1976, somewhere around there anyway, trying to be positive. I remember being very, very angry. You know, sometimes we go through periods of being really angry, and I'd go out, and then I'd go, and people were all grumpy. And I'd get angry and angry, realizing everybody's grumpy out there. And then I'd change my mood and start to smile, and everybody was really happy. And I went, wow, I'm kind of like a traffic light. I can change the whole ambiance of the society around me by changing my attitude and my mood. It's really funny, isn't it? And that's back to radiance by design. That's where we're consciously radiating at a higher level. Now, so many of you are looking for jobs or creative outlets for inventions and other creative endeavors in which you find your heart and soul just working like mad, but we somehow have to interface with a reality that has an awful lot of systems breaking down. And the economic structure and the job structure and the security structure that a lot of us knew is bending, and some of it's breaking, and some of it's shaking apart. And some of you are freaked out, having been a dear friend of mine was looking for a job for 7 months and was just about to go on food stamps when she finally got her job. And I want to talk about how we can manifest the reality that we prefer, even though the society structures that we used to lean up against are coming apart. We can create the reality that we prefer. But I'll tell you something, just comparing where you're at with the way the structures were and comparing yourself as somebody who's not working, I'm failing, I didn't get there, I'm not secure, all of those things is really quite folly. A lot of folly in that, because the reality is it doesn't function the way it did before. And everybody listening to Radiance by Design, every single one of you, is fully capable of understanding that you're in the mix of people that are learning to create new systems, new ways of being. It's not just about green energy, but it could be, right? But creating ways of communicating, that creating ways of doing technology, creating green stuff, creating ways of saving the whales, or changing, getting involved in global technology that communicates like we do on BBS radio. There's a million kinds of ways in which new businesses are coming up, collaborative businesses. Our paradigm shifter a few days ago, Kim Wright was talking about even the face of law is, and you know, a lot of us joke about how the legal profession really isn't much about justice. And she's talking about how many, many lawyers these days, and she's one of the proponents of that, have begun to awaken to the fact that they need to be holistic, that many lawyers become lawyers because they want to make a difference, they want to work with people, they want to help people, and so on. And then they get conscripted by a system which is very adversarial and kind of dog-eat-dog, if I'm right, you're wrong. And she said that more and more of the lawyers' legal situations in this country and probably all around the world are working on truly being in balance with the body, mind, emotional self, and working in teams of people to help, for example, people that are in courts, helping them so that they can come into self-healing environment and not be just sort of slammed into prison so that they just keep repeating their acts. That there is a move. It's like what you're doing and what I'm doing. There is a wave moving through the collective of people awakening to the fact that if we take charge of our thoughts and feelings, if we start visualizing more and more, if we release a lot of the garbage that's tyrannizing our habitual behaviors and so on, then we can actually be sending waves of consciousness round and round the world, and humanity can evolve. And Mother Earth is evolving, and we can help her, and she can help us. I don't know, it's very different. We were talking about how somebody will have a really complex way of seeing reality. And if you think about this, and I'm an intuitive, I know some of you are too, when you're seeing reality a certain way and somebody says, oh yes, it's going this way or it's going that way, I kind of see it as one of these great membranes up over the consciousness of our species. And then as we think and we change our thoughts, our feelings, our expectations, as we release more and more of our attachments to the way things were, then we can see that huge kind of membrane shifting, changing, and expanding. So somebody's explanation about reality can have a kind of a fixed sort of membrane up over it. We could say that is what is. And then yours can be working away because you're changing your thoughts and feelings, and then reality is changing its shape. It's morphing, and it's moving with a great deal of life and expansion out there. Oh my, you can change your feelings and change reality. Isn't it exciting? So when I talk on Paradigm Shifters, or I talk to all kinds of people, I am so excited to report that so many people are literally changing reality for all of us out there. So back to whether or not you're looking for a job or a way to invest or a way to support yourself, or and you're scared stiff because a lot of things are falling apart. Get into it and start to create with other people and watch how fast you begin to magnetize possibility, and you magnetize enthusiastically, actually, other people who are also generating new concepts and new ideas. We're kind of pioneers of a new way of consciousness, aren't we? So good for you. You're radiating consciously, and through that, you're going to start finding more and more opportunities to do things, ta-da, maybe differently than what you're visualizing, differently than what you expect, but it'll be better than what you thought about and what you expected. So anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I say to you that one of the things I love to do is start off Radiance by Design with a meditation that we all do together. And the meditation I've been taught by my guides and angels, or one of them anyway, is this one of the structures in which we literally create and design the vibrational tenting, if you will, of our consciousness research center, our healing lab, our place where we can take ourselves to talk to our guides and angels. And it's also a place that can protect you no matter what's going on in the world, so that you are not buffeted about by everyone else's thoughts and feelings, by everyone else's fear, by the marketed realities that are going on all over the place. That was a long-winded preamble. Pretty soon you're going to call in, and I won't be doing all the talking. But in the meantime, close your eyes unless you're walking, driving, hippity-hopping down a cliff, anything like that, and take a few deep breaths. I like to call in the present beings of light and truth, consciousness and love. Yeah. And now above your head, with their support too, because always you have many, many levels of consciousness, many dimensions. Calling it in is awakening yourself to the kinds of support that expand you. Up above your head, perhaps 2 miles or perhaps several layers of dimension, you can tell me later. Bring in a golden ball, and below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball, and dropping from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball, a golden filament. I often feel it run through the spine. Now on the outside, drop a four-sided pyramid. The lines, again, are gold. Gold is a very high frequency. Yes. And then drop it about waist height, 20 feet out. And another four-sided pyramid, but this one's upside down and meets point to point with our top one. And the lower one has its point sticking into the 40 foot below your spine ball. So you have an octahedron around you. And now create a crystal ball, and the outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. Take a look at the colors of the crystal ball. And you notice the different feelings inside the crystal ball. Softer. Or you can tell me what you think when you call in. And then inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And in that, you start to spin and spin and spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, look in front of you. There's a marvelous and magical screen. And we're going to create movies of what it is we want to create and design. And I always tack on to the end of it, this or something better, bigger, more expanded, more loving. And in the first little movie, what is it you want to become? Like I tell you, I always want to be actively more multidimensional. Yes. And then I see, feel myself in that state of being. Mm-hmm. Because essentially we're huge beings. Our life on the earth is way smaller than where we are otherwise. I'll leave it at that. Now in the next screen, when you feel like you've got whatever it is you're wanting to be accomplished, and you can feel it in your body, mind, wrap that screen in light and move to the next one. And here we're going to manifest a great project. Some of you know I'm doing a television project. So I see my television shows and then see how all the resources are coming together to complete them and to support them so that when they start running, they're always supported. The resources come, the people come, the ideas come, and it's always refreshing itself. Good. And wrap that in light. When you think that's doing really well, wrap it in light. Mm-hmm. And actually, we shouldn't finish with that one until you actually, yours might be a home and family, a partnership, a business, a book. Sounds like charades, a book or a movie. An outfit, big, small, trip to the universe. All right. But you want to feel yourself actually enjoying it before you finish this project. That's it. And when you feel yourself enjoying it and you see the resources to sustain it, then you wrap it in light. And let's move to the Galactic Healing Center. And the first thing you do is you see the first person in the center, or first thing we see is a healing table and a healing team around the table. And there you are. You come in and you lie on your own first table. Because, you know, physician, heal thyself. Get yourself fixed up first so then you can work like mad on everybody else. And you lay down on this healing table and talk to the team about what it is you'd like. That's it. I have a couple of things that I'd like them to work on, but they also have some ideas for me. So always ask them. You might tell them what you like, but ask them what it is that they think you need and ask for help as they work on you. Good. And you can probably feel it when they do, and if you can't, just imagine it. And if you can't, pretend you can imagine it. That's it. And when you feel something's been going on, wrap it in light so that can continue, or steep like a fine cup of tea. And then the team will replicate themselves, and in comes the fresh table, and in comes someone else that you want to help. Yeah. And now we see what that person needs. You might already know, but that person can either tell you, or you can be told by the team. Excellent. That's really good. Team's working very hard tonight on this. And now wrap that in light. Oh, they might give this person some advice. Mm-hmm. And they might tell the person too. And now my third one, let's see, a fresh table. sometimes I'm surprised at who comes in. I don't always take the time to gather somebody consciously. I just see who comes in. Mm-hmm. Now, this one has had a lot of abuse in mine, and the team is actually pulling like streams of energy out of the person's lungs and out of their stomach, intestinal tract, just pulling it out. There's like streams of kind of shady light things, and they're pulling them out and pulling them out and pulling them out and out of his brain patterning. Excellent. Okay, and then when you feel like your person, whatever you're doing with your person, is getting somewhere, wrap that in light. Good. Now here's another one. This is a new one. The guides were talking about today that they want us to do. Want you to go inside your body, mind. So we're going to do you in the you and the team in a fresh healing room. I want you to sit on the table this time, where you can actually lie down if you want. And you want to get your cells, you want to work with your cells to feel them and see them. Imagine you're present with all of your cells. And they have an urge to grow, to evolve, and to harmonize with one another. When I say grow and evolve, I don't mean physically that you have to get to be 10 feet tall or anything. I just mean that your cells have the capacity to evoke within themselves the consciousness of evolving and being less vulnerable and less stymied by, say, 75 years on this life or by aging and so on. But the guides are saying earlier that we need to drop into them consciously. That's it. Consciously, and feel the presence of your cells. And then have them awaken to a rejuvenating, opening and rejuvenating. Good. There's something kind of very zesty about this as you feel there. And it can work, they say this can really work with helping you get thicker hair. Not on your legs, maybe, girls. But in any case, you guys might like that. They can work on all kinds of things, strengthening your nails. Pick something really simple. Like strengthening your nails or taking some aches and pains and moving the healing energy through your cells, wherever your aches and pains are. Healing funny little sunspots or whatever. Pick smallish things and let yourself work with the changing cells. That's it. When you really feel like you've got a sense of it or understand it, wrap that in light, and you're going to drop in and practice that a little bit more often. I would pick some things that you really want to change their manifestation, because most of our ill beings are really manifestations of resistances or difficulties, aren't they? Now let's see the world. Let's draw, step out of that cellular manifestation. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. So now let's see the world, and let's see ourselves bringing in this very high frequency energy, because there are many downloads coming in through the universe these days. Bring it in through the top of your head and send it out through your chest and through your arms, and have this high frequency. Well, I think of it as like a pinky, orangey radiescent, I don't know if there's such a word, light, and plopping it into areas in the world which need healing and uplifting, healing and uplifting, and where there's war and where greedy people are manifesting difficulty because they want to have the oil or the dominance, and send these really bright lights from your heart and soul to all places in difficulty, one at a time. That's it. Until eventually you cover the whole planet and you do the nudging of the cellular structure of all life with these amazing lights, and have it circle the entire globe, maybe several times over, and come back in through your arms and into your chest, and back up through the top of your head, and then spread out way out into the universe. And then step out of your healing center, close it off, pop into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Oh my goodness, I get really dizzy and I love it. It's kind of a high frequency dizziness. And then pop into the room with me. Hi there, my name is Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? What are you working with these days? How's your health? How are you doing with huge changes on the planet? How are you doing with feeling that you can become more of what you really are? And how are you feeling about that? What is it that you're working on? Some of you are working on some amazing, really amazing steps into the world in new ways. Some of you have been very adventuresome. Some of you get a little bit tired and they start learning about the things that could go wrong. You keep hearing there's an awful lot of negative feedback out there, isn't there? And what we want to do is build you up and show you that you're really on course with what you're trying to do, and maybe help you unhook a little something. So here's some of the numbers. Precious Bob always comes up with the numbers for me so I can give them to you. Are you ready? 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Then there's 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, and 530-413-4522. That's a lot of lines. That's actually four lines. I think we're on one of them, aren't we? And anyway, so at least we can have at least three calls at a time. So come on, you guys, let's do it this time. Let's have some really exciting conversation today. I see somebody here. There's actually some beautiful teachers. We called in the presence tonight, and I'm seeing a lot of teachers standing around. And when I say that, I mean, when I see the guides and angels, it's really funny, because sometimes they'll be dressed up like a fairy, and I laugh, because really and truly, most of the time, how I see them is they're these amazing kind of high-frequency, sort of wavy, electrical-looking waves that are around various people, and you can pick a lot of the personable aspects of it. You can tell, for example, when I said there are teachers around, I see strong male figure over here, and he has what seems like robes and so on. Now, if you were etherical and I was etherical, we probably wouldn't wear belts and boots and robes that pinned you down. We wouldn't need to, would you? But anyway, they put those on as evidence or as symbols of something we need. So I'm seeing a lot of teachers around us right now. And every single person listening to Radiance by Design, oh, goody, you're on the air, just 1 minute, but every single one of you is moving toward taking charge of your consciousness and applying, like whipping cream and better, the higher consciousness to your own consciousness so you can take charge. So you're on the air. I'm glad you are. Hi.
Hi, Ronnie. It's Stephanie from Tucson.
Hi, Stephanie from Tucson. How are you, honey?
Interesting that you bring up that there's a lot of teachers around. My question, I don't know how to make it a question, but a lot of what has been up for me most recently is the spiritual wounding, is what I would call it. I've been doing a lot of channeling and working with Kasumi, and Vicky and I have been kind of playing together, and I find I get really scared from things that have happened in the past that have to do with my own spirituality and teachers and so forth. So I'm not quite sure how to deal with that.
What are you scared of? Are you scared of? Are you scared of being deceived, or are you scared of going out too far?
I'm scared of doing something wrong.
It's interesting because when we look at you, I go, you know, you're doing some pretty powerful prayers, aren't you, lately?
Yes. But I also have, like, at this point, the 12th house is Chiron, Pluto, all that stuff is up for me. And so it's really pulling at my heart. And so I like...
Okay, Steph, what is... Okay,
go ahead. No, you
what is it? What does it mean when you have Chiron and Pluto pulling at you? This is a really important thing.
Well, there's something about Chiron. Chiron's in my 12th house, which is Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wounding is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Is my understanding. And the more I go up into higher prayers, channeling masters, and so forth, I get afraid.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me, Steph, because, and for people at home, I've known Stephanie and the Vicky that you mentioned for quite a long time. We're old buddies. But I haven't seen this before, and you know how it is. It's like an infinite number of pictures they're going to reveal to us. And when you're talking about, is Pluto also in your 12th house?
Sorry?
Is your Pluto also in your 12th house?
I actually think my Pluto is in my 6th house, which is my physical. So it's like there's so much pull on my physical into the spiritual as I channel up higher in with teachers. It's pulling on me.
Okay, so I want to throw this other thing in, which is the 6th house. Okay. Pluto is always about authentication, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you have to be, if you're going to deceive yourself, Pluto will... talk it to you. I talked about my own destruction earlier in my life, and I was on my Pluto line for sure, and I was not being authentic, and so I got booted every way, shape, or form. And when you're talking about your Pluto, what I was going to say is in another life, and you know this, you got really caught up in a very strange, talk about teachers, you were in a kind of a little enclave, and there was a lot of arrogance in the, you know, like, I'm the teach-all. We know what that's like, right?
Yeah, right. And like, abuse of power is how I put it.
Yeah. But abuse of power is, anyway, yes, I wanted to be just a tiny bit more specific because how they're showing you is you're between two of them and they're kind of a triumvirate. There's three of you is what I'm trying to say. And then you kind of got squished and you played into it. And played into it, but you knew you were full of malarkey, but you didn't want to lose pace with them. And I feel like it really hurt you. Now, I'm not an astrologer, as I've said a billion times, and of course I babble about astrology, so there you have it. But anyway, the Chiron, and you're not that old yet. How old are you now?
I'm 45. I thought I was 46, but I'm not yet.
Well, rush on up to 50, honey, because what do they say that Chiron is the wounded healer? So Chiron brings up your wounds, brings up your wounds, brings up your wounds, brings up your wounds till around 50, depending on your chart, and then it becomes your gift, right? So I want to say also your Pluto, which is an authentication thing and really demanding that you come out of the depths and be really who you are, is in the house of service. It might be your health as well. But it's also the house of service, so it's how you're bringing your service. And you can't live without doing service because you would just be absolutely demented. The guides are going, no, you would lose your mind if you weren't doing some kind of service. You see what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Because you couldn't figure out what the value of what you were doing was most of the time. And so they're saying that
I couldn't figure out what the value of living would be without being of service.
Exactly. And that's, they're saying is really like, it's a tremendous push in you right now, almost like, popping the poison out of some kind of wound. Popping it out. You have to get it out right now because you're really being asked, and it's not going to last that much longer. You're going to start feeling more and more free. I was going to say purified, but there's an arrogance in there. I'm going, no, I think you'll just feel like the relentlessness is done. It's coming up to that point, and the service that you give, I'm not sure how strong your body is ever going to be because it's like everything moves through your particular body and not everybody has to deal with that. But your service is going to be lighter and freer because you will have gone deeper and dumped another load of stuff that is what we just call karma. Let's just call it what it is. Right?
Yeah, right.
And you're going to find yourself, I mean, you're going to be an amazing channel, Stephanie.
So the playing that Vicki and I do, well, the channeling that Vicki and I do is really quite fun. I mean, we're really having kind of a good time with it. So,
yay.
And it seems to help us both, yet at the same time, we go really high, in a sense, in talking with teachers and so forth. And then we both, in our own ways, end up processing and kind of bottoming out when we come back to Earth. So I think we're kind of both figuring that out and trying to figure out how to keep going in that energy and not land so hard.
Did you ask Kuthumi?
Yes.
About that very thing?
Oh, no.
I would ask for a little guidance to be let down a little more easy because all it is an... You know, I feel this sometimes when I'm doing my work or when I'm channeling and so on. But when you land, it's the high-frequency energies. Then you move back down into the lower ones, and both of you have a huge number of responsibilities on the lower end. And it's easy to think you're either here or there, but you can bring that high stuff down to the lower. You need to bring an infusion. Be really conscious about it. Go, I need to infuse my responsibilities with my higher frequency energies. I think you really need to practice that.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's just like entering and then exiting. You don't need to exit. You need to take it with you. And I feel your guides and angels are just grinning and they're laughing because they know how to help you with that.
Well, and they were laughing when we were together the other day. Vicki was cracking up.
Well, they're laughing right now. Because both of you, forgive me for saying this, I'm smacking your wrist a little bit, but they say both of you are extremely willful about the way you think it should go and a little cynical. So you go up into this higher realm and then, boom, you go back into the willful, responsible stuff. And I have to
And we bitch about it.
Yeah.
We bitch about it.
And your team just laughs at you and goes, okay, have at it, whatever you like.
But it's not really necessary because really what we end up doing is talking each other out of that higher frequency.
Yeah, because Stephanie, this is what's really interesting for a lot of people. Because you don't think you deserve to have that, A. B, it's a part of the lesson tonight is that when you create your reality, the actual vibration that you live in is very different. Do you see what I mean? And you got to remember that because you know that. But this Chiron thing, how we'll use the Chiron as an example, that there's an aspect of you that knew you bought it before and you did it wrong, and so you're really scared.
Wrong.
And you're scared if you just stay in that, then you're some kind of deceiver of yourself and other people. And I'm saying, I don't believe you are, and I think your own guides and angels are trying to teach you to clear that from the subconscious.
Okay.
You know, they're trying to see, they're smiling and loving you. What's that?
Okay. Well, because it has come up. That old misbehavior has actually come up in the channeling.
You mean they've told you that you were like that?
I very much know I was like that. I very much know I was like that. And so does
your friend Vicki. And there's somebody else that you channel for periodically, too, that also has a similar thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I need to, like, get over that somehow, or get through that.
I think I would go back into knowing that the Chiron in the 12th house, that it's time to push yourself, and it may be, and this is a reminder to people at home as well, it may be a bit of a trick to push yourself through it, because you know, and a lot of you know, that when you descend into those responsible feelings, it's like that eclipses the high stuff. So you really have to, like, write it out. Talk to your angels and guides and write it out so that you're consciously able to remember that you're going to make that step into a different frequency. And then change the energy, change the reality. You can do it.
Okay.
But I'm proud of you.
Time.
The work
you're
doing is great.
I thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
Take care.
You too. So now that's a really interesting one. And the thing also about that is with the Chiron pushing her butt, I'll say, to release the ways that she was deceiving herself before and hurt herself. And in the 12th house, it means that's not the only time that, oh, goody, you're on the air in just a minute. That's not the only time that she has done things that are still in the wounding bag. We know that. But somehow her service is coming across the chart to help to keep purifying her so she doesn't get away from this. So it's really good. I mean, it's not easy. But when you're in cahoots with other people on the healing mode, then you can all talk about it, and it becomes easier because it becomes kind of normal. Anyway, you're on the air, and thank you for calling in.
Hi, Veronica. It's Dale from Florida calling back.
Hi, Dale from Florida. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. What's
well,
new with you?
I wanted to call in with some good news. Things have been happening.
Yay.
Ego has been dropping.
Good.
And vibration has been increasing. And I have discovered some things about myself when I was a higher being before I came down that I'm starting to retain. And one of those is learning how, and I've been doing this since I can remember, going back to childhood, but it's activating and actually massaging the pineal gland. And what it does, what I've discovered, is it instantaneously, it aligns the chakras, and it sends, like, imagine a sweeper traveling throughout your body, and it's just sweeping out all the cobwebs.
Oh, yay. Can you share that with the listeners and me?
It's some people are doing it, but you really have to concentrate. But let me give you how I can explain it in human terms. Because as a higher being, when I came down, I was supposed to know. Matter of fact, I was told by someone else that I mastered this, and I learned to link the human mind with the spiritual mind, and I brought that with me into this life, and I'm supposed to start teaching people how to do it. So imagine just tilting your head.
Okay.
Well, actually, tilt your head down a little bit towards your chin.
Okay.
All right. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to imagine
that,
a scope coming in. What's that?
Okay.
Imagine a scope that they're going to insert between the left and the right hemisphere from the brainstem into the back.
Okay.
And it's going to travel up to that acorn, that pineal gland, all right?
And if anybody's worried, you call in the presence of I use the name Jesus, but use somebody who's a high being to you, and just wrap yourself in light so you don't have to worry about whether he's doing that. People need to have their own protection devices, you know.
Right, exactly. Right. Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
And what I do is I look at both walls of the left and right hemisphere, and I imagine them squeezing that pineal gland. And it, for all intents and purposes, it very well may be happening. But what it does is it feels as if it's squeezing that gland, and then it's releasing fluid to travel. And when this fluid is released, it feels and gives the sensation of an electrical impulse that is charging your body from your head. It wraps around your face. It travels down your neck. It travels down your body, out mm-hmm. to your fingertips, down to your toes. And Veronica, I don't know how else to say it, but it clears, my gosh, I've done it to clear sinuses and never knew it, never thought to look into it to see, well, gee, because I just assumed everybody else could do this. So it may be a new way to align chakras. I can't say I'm not going to give this affirmation out because I've learned that when you put those intentions out there that this is the way it is, they always have a tendency to come back and bite you in the butt and prove you wrong. So I'm just going to say this is what works for me. And I have been told that this is a confirmation of what I thought it was. Now, take it for what it's worth. If I'm wrong, it may be different for other people, but this is what has worked for me.
Well, I love it because my little body is buzzing like mad, and that's my favorite thing in the world. Is yours, Bob? Bob's
is buzzing.
My body is buzzing. I followed the tracking of what you said about down through the face and so on. My body went right with you, and I love
it'll
that.
Buzz. It'll travel down. As a matter of fact, I'm doing it right now. It's doing it automatically.
Well, and the other thing is that for people to realize that when you get that electricity running through your body, which is kind of how I see it in a way, you can, you know, it may not be identical to yours or someone else's, but you can move it through, as you said, to sweep a lot of old densities from the body, and that's a wonderful tool.
It feels like it's sweeping out the cobwebs of whatever. And I'm still kind of raw, you know, in this. I've only been awake for about a year, but oh my gosh, man. Things I've been learning.
Well, you're not doing it slowly, Dad. You're not doing it slowly, honey.
What's that?
I said you're not doing it slowly.
Well, something else too. I'm not a Reiki master. And I can manifest that power of that right hand and sometimes even in the left hand when it's really working through me, when the God aspect's really working through me as a conduit. And holy mackerel, I've been manifesting balls of energy too. I can't see them yet, but it's just, you know, it's those layers of ego that we work through, and when we start believing in ourselves and saying, hey, you know what, I do have that grain of rice that's the seed and the light that dwells within, and that is the answer to a lot of this, bringing the light in from above as well. We are ascending. Everybody that is in self-doubt right now, trust me, you will ascend, those that want to ascend.
And what's really nice is saying that is like you've taken that self-doubt and have people look it right in the eye. This is my self-doubt. This isn't the truth. The truth of who I am is it's an infinite process. And we're awakening like Dale, 1 year down the road, and he's really leading the troops here.
You know, I think it was you that said this, and I've been doing this. But I go to sometimes when I get that self-doubt, I go to the bathroom, I look at the mirror, I look at myself deep in the mirror in my own eyes, and I say, I love you, man, for what you are and who you are. And I forgive you for the things you've done and for the things you're going to do. It's okay. We're human, and we are ascending. And I say that over and over, and after a while you do this, you really do believe in yourself again. We have been dumbed down and trained by the dark side for so long that guess what? We're giving them their eviction notice, and they know it. And this this 2012 that's coming, they're getting the boot.
Great. Well, I loved your call, Dale.
The Illuminati will not succeed. I know this. They will not succeed.
But one of the things that you're reminding me is that your call, for example, hopefully our radio show's here on BBS, but your call is an activating call for people. And when people activate each other, the motion of waking up is so much broader, isn't it? It's amazing.
Oh,
So thank you for your work.
Veronica, everything that you do, Jackie does, Salvetti in the next hour, and everybody else on here, it's, my gosh, BBS was very instrumental in waking me up, and I really thank them a lot for that, and Dolores Cannon as well. She was very instrumental as well. And boy, what a ride it's been for this year, and there's more to come. There are things happening right now in the metaphysical aspect that, well, things that we are going to start deciphering as supernatural are going, and I have a very strong belief that it's going to start happening here possibly next month, if not in November.
Yay!
And things are going to start happening. And
well, and we have to say goodbye because I'm going to be pulled off stage. Great.
What's that?
I said I'm going to have to say goodbye because it's time.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Well, thanks. Thank you again, Veronica. It was great talking with you. And
I'm so glad you called in, Dale.
I'll hear you out there.
And thank you so much for that exercise. I loved it. I'm sure everybody at home did, too.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good night.
Good night to you, darling. So any feedback about that or this show, Radiance by Design, or even the paradigm shifters that I've had on Tuesday nights, or if you'd like a session with me, email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaentwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. I haven't had feedback yet, but I'm thinking we might be talking about improv and the improv wave that's going around the world and how it's pushing a lot of people to figure out who exactly they are, because they have to come in the spontaneousness, in the spontaneity, however I say that, in the moment and in reaction. You have to come up with who you really are. And it's going all over the world, and people are laughing and so on. And I'm kind of mesmerized by the fact that it really is a healing force. And I didn't think about it that way. And my guest will be Jane Entwistle, if she says yes. She hasn't committed yet. She's my stepdaughter, and she's an amazing character who's down in Hollywood to become a movie star. And she's a comedian. And you can always check her out on YouTube. Nanny and the Angry Potato is my favorite one, but there's a whole bunch of them there. Jane Entwistle, Nanny and the Angry Potato. You get a hint of who she is. But we're going to talk about, we're going to have some fun next Tuesday night at 7 or at 8 o'clock. And after that, we're going to be talking to several other people. One of them is going to be Yvonne Smith about UFOs, and one of them is going to be a fellow who started a kind of an agrarian movement down in Grass Valley. So we got some really exciting paradigm shifters. Stay tuned to the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. She's talking about how to find your real power. Hey, we're after that, and Dale helped us with that. So this is Veronica Entwistle and my guides and angels, and Bob, my wonderful partner here. We're going to say, draw in from up above some amazing universal healing energy, breathe it in, and then breathe it out to one another and create the frequencies for your online, your virtual community, your high-frequency community of Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for listening. See you at the top of the hour. Good night. Love to you.